The show you're about to hear has been cleverly crafted by Carrie and Tommy. Pie Society pies are cleverly crafted by only the most brilliant of bakers and filled with the freshest premium ingredients sourced from Australian farmers. Find Pie Society pies in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to Wednesday, and what a show we've got for you today.
I just discovered that I've been doing parenting all wrong.
What? We discovered that about you ages ago.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis only wash their kids when they can see dirt on them.
They only wash their kids?
Yeah. Like, if
that makes it sound like you're hosing them down, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does.
Like, you know, in movies when they hose them down and then de-louse them?
Yeah.
They chuck that white powder at them?
Yeah, that's no, fun. He said that they just don't need to be washed if you can't see dirt. They're not that dirty. And he said, as for him, he never washed much growing up. And now he just makes sure his downstairs bit and under his arms are washed a bit and he gets on with his
life. That guy got Mila Kunis.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
Isn't the world an amazing place for men when Mila Kunis, you can end up with Mila Kunis if you just wash downstairs a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit. Maybe
she's
that's our
so
problem, Jesse.
Gorgeous. They're so cute together.
Are we washing it too much?
No, you're
not. I reckon there's a
you're
few other problems.
that we're washing each other's too much.
Nah, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Well, if no one else will hook up with us, we might as well. Anyway, big show coming up because I was going to say against our listeners. It's actually you with our listeners next.
I can't believe we're doing this again.
What do you mean?
It didn't work the first time.
We do it until you get it right.
Oh.
That's what Jesse says to me in the showers anyway.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We're not far away from your Fungal in the Jungle challenge for today, which is probably the scariest one I think we've done so far.
I honestly thought we'd been through the worst.
Because nearly had a panic attack with snakes on her.
Well,
I have a feeling I know what they're doing today.
Oh.
Can I guess what I think they're doing? I can see blindfolds, which makes me I reckon they're going to blindfold us and then bring in a container full of either spiders or insects and we have to put our hand in it. I honestly think that's it.
No.
You won't?
No.
Is this the one that will break you?
No. I just don't like,
Yeah, I know you don't. That's why I'm asking you. Is there a chance this will break you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just won't.
You won't do it.
Or if Tommy's saying no, later on.
If you have just joined us, welcome. And if you haven't witnessed Carrie Bickmore's electric chemistry with our listeners,
it's just not fair.
It's the stuff of legends.
I'm good, I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking, about 24.
Desiree, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
We're good. Are you calling? Can you...
She didn't ask.
Oh. I'm good, but not great. How are you? Because I'm kind of awful.
Narellan, are you there?
Hello.
How are you going? Am I saying your name right?
It's Kelly.
You and your callers are just...
I'm good.
One and only G Flip, and she joins us on the phone now. Welcome.
Woo, hey, what's up?
Good.
Now, we decided that
every time I hear that, it gets worse.
we decided that maybe the problem was that you could hear the listeners. And so maybe you just need to feel it out a little bit, right? And we gave you one chance to do that last week. And I thought,
I had to take my headphones off and chat to the listeners, even though I couldn't hear
were
saying.
And I would point to you
when it was my turn
to speak.
Yeah.
And I thought, maybe this has fixed your electric chemistry. let's see, based purely, these are only examples from this week. How'd you go with
There's nothing that kids love more than a DoorDash voucher.
DoorDash, I'd take the DoorDash voucher. Yeah. Tim, you'd take a DoorDash voucher too, wouldn't you?
Electric,
yes,
because electric stuff. G'day, Tim.
How we doing?
Yeah, good, mate.
It's just not fair. Why do they talk to you and not me?
Not all of them. Have we got Phil here?
Philip, what did you buy online? And when it arrived, you were like, "What is this?"
Filthy.
Hello.
Hey, sorry, Biggers just doesn't have good chat. Sorry, Phil.
I sound like a telemarketer or something? Is that what people think they've accidentally been dialed by a telemarketer?
Oh, you're talking to me? Sorry, I didn't know. I didn't know that was two. So we thought we'd do another round this week. Last week you could hear a little bit. So we've got you earplugs.
Yeah.
So if you can take out your headphones now,
okay,
please, and we'll do a quick test with Jessie. So unplug them, please, from the thingo, and then grab a couple of those and stuff them in your ears.
Okay.
Yeah.
How good are earplugs, by the way?
They're pretty good. My ears are big enough that I can smash four in each, though.
Can you?
Yeah. And then I sometimes only pull three out and I'm scared for the next month.
Oh.
Are you in?
Yep.
There? I'm in. Okay. Once again, I'll get Jessie to just talk to you and you can. Can you confirm?
I can hear
that
you, though.
You can hear me? Yeah. That's fine.
But you can't hear me.
Nah.
Oh. What? That's a pretty good start, to be honest.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing coming up on the show this afternoon?
I can't hear Jesse.
Yeah, but I know, but he's asked you a question.
Well, I don't know that because I can't hear him.
Yeah, I know, but I'm pointing at you because we've played the game before.
Yeah, so all right. I'm good, Jesse. Thank you. Can we get to the callers now?
We'll just do one more question from Jesse.
Is there anything that you're not looking forward to on the show this afternoon?
It's real big. It's very, very big. Enormous, in fact.
Well, I'm here.
Good on your walks.
Give us a call, 131060, if you want to have a chat with Bickers. We'll just see how electric the chemistry between the two of you might be.
When I can only partly hear you.
Better?
Well, yeah, it's all
very nicer.
131060, we'll do it next.
Very peaceful.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon, which means the time game is back, $3,700 later on today.
Pretty good cash for 5 seconds work, but right now Bickers has earplugs in. Isn't that right, Carrie?
That's right.
Yes. And
it's very weird.
She can just hear me, but she's not going to be able to hear our listeners, which we think is perfect because when she hears them, the chat is shredded.
A little less conversation, a little more chemistry.
Yeah, hello.
We're good.
Carrie's like a chemistry, it's so cringy.
Hey, what's up?
Good.
A bit more chat, a bit less. A little less, a little more spark. Can Carrie Bickmore improve her chemistry?
Carrie's chemistry.
Welcome to Carrie's chemistry.
That's what we're working on, Josh. How do you reckon that sounds?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's good. Josh, you are open to see Bickmore now. Would you like to ask her a question?
Sure. So what have you got planned after you knock off, Carrie?
I'm great, thanks, Josh. I would like to ask you, though, you would obviously listen to the show often. I give good chat, yeah?
Yeah.
Josh, she can't hear you, so you've got to ask her like a question back. Actually, because your chat was a lot better than Josh's, I've got to be honest.
Josh actually hung up the phone.
Josh got so awkward about the follow-up question. He was like, oh, I was not prepped for this. G'day, Susie.
Hi, how are you, Kerry?
Oh, hey, Susie. Are you having a good day?
Yeah, I'm having a great day. I'm just wondering what your clothes you wear for the project, because I find them really nice.
Are you happy to be getting out of lockdown?
No, who's inspiring about your clothing that you wear on the project?
Yes, no, I hear you. yeah, so how's the weather?
The weather's fantastic.
I can't
How
hear
are you?
Them to answer them.
Yeah, I know, but you know they're asking you a question.
Yeah, but I don't know what the question is.
But don't just ask them a question back.
Okay, so what do you want me to say?
Have a guess and an answer. Okay. Hang on. Okay. Susie, would you like to ask you a question one more time?
I would. I really like your clothes, Kerry, on the project. Where do you get your clothes from?
My cat's name when I was growing up was Ming.
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 Like a minger.
Yeah, Ming.
That's funny.
Yeah. Thanks, Susie, for asking.
Let's go to Jessie. G'day, Jessie.
Hey, guys.
Any questions for Carrie?
Yeah, Carrie, I was just wondering, what should I do for my birthday on Sunday now that we're out of lockdown?
I think that's actually a bit rude to ask that, to be honest.
Oh.
I think you can be a bit rude at times, but come on.
Jesse, is there anything else you'd like to know?
Well, I'm just wondering, really, what's the plan for the rest of the week?
Okay.
10B.
There you go.
Oh!
That's there. Not... Yep. That's a lot more than I bargained.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon, and it is time.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
Yeah, we are celebrating the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise by dropping you guys in the jungle for a night to see if you can survive.
You've been taking items off us when we fail challenges. Today's challenge...
You already think you're going to fail.
Well, I'm just not going to do it.
You're not going to participate at all if
no.
This is what we think it is.
No.
I've predicted, I reckon, because I can see blindfolds, that it's something to do with insects or spiders. Producer Sonda, first of all, what are we playing for today?
You're playing for rain jackets, which you're really going to need because the weather says cold and rainy.
Okay.
So you actually want these.
Because otherwise we won't have a change of clothes, so we'll just sit in wet clothes.
You're just going to be wet and in cut-off things with no rain jacket. That's what you want.
I don't know, but I don't like spiders.
So is it a spidery challenge?
Yeah. I'm going to hand over blindfolds.
So you're giving us blindfolds. Yep. And what are we doing?
All you have to do is pop these on, and then there's, I don't know if you remember in the movie, there's spiders. There's also another thing.
No.
What?
No, mate. What is
it? Scorpions.
What was it? Oh, no, we
have
can't
you got
touch
scorpions?
Just one.
What? Oh, but what if it hurts us? She's speechless. She hasn't thought through what happens if it hurts us.
How do you not know what to say to that?
Because this is fun, guys. It's radio.
Is there a professional involved, or you're just randomly going around finding scorpions
from behind her shed?
Eli has been running in and out of the office, and he's looking more and more swollen each time he comes back. So I assume he's been getting bitten.
Are you sure we're safe?
We're absolutely safe. Pop your blindfolds on.
I'm not putting my blindfold on, mate.
Put it on.
I hate spiders, mate.
Does anybody like them? I don't either, but come on.
A large spider fell on me when I was a child.
You've had a snake around your neck. It nearly kissed you, and yet you can't touch a spider. I think
spiders
you can.
Are way worse.
No, they can touch.
They can fall down your shirt, and then what do they do? Just bite their way out. What if it goes down your pants?
I've got faith in you.
I've got faith in you,
and I want a rain jacket.
So can you please do this?
Come on. If you don't do it, then
if he doesn't do it, I can't get a rain jacket?
What a lot. You're making these rules up as you go.
I'm making a lot up, but I just want you to try, Tommy. Come on.
No.
We're going to do it next.
I'll talk you through it.
Okay.
Join Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt for the adventure of a lifetime in Disney's Jungle Cruise in cinemas Thursday and on Disney Plus with premiere access from Friday night. We are going to do that. Up next, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon. And if you have just joined us, you have come at the right time.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
Yeah, we are celebrating the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise by dropping Carrie and Tommy into the jungle, and to keep the stuff that they want to take with them to survive, they have had to complete some challenges. And today's challenge is spiders and scorpions.
We've currently got blindfolds on, and I don't know what you're going to do to us.
Carrie, I don't know what to do because Tommy's left the studio.
Oh, no,
I'm not even
that's
kidding.
That's not fair. No. You can't do it to me on my own without Tommy.
No, it's okay. Be very, very
stop.
Careful.
I don't want this. I don't want a rain jacket.
Just stop moving.
I don't want it.
Someone get Tommy. Get it off me.
It's not on you.
It's not on you.
And I don't want a rain jacket. I'm out.
No.
I'm tapping out.
Leave that.
I'm tapping out.
John, our spider guy, is really trying to help us out by removing
care.
The spider.
Okay,
Tommy, someone make Tommy come back, please.
I don't care, but I'm out.
You can take your blindfold off.
Okay, can someone
take
check?
It off very slowly.
I don't. Please,
it's fine.
Please.
You're fine.
Sonda,
trust me.
I don't want to look at it either.
It's just a scorpion, not a spider.
I don't care. I don't want any of it.
Tommy's actually not coming back.
Can
this
you
has
just
gone
remove
very
it?
Badly.
Can you please remove
okay,
it?
Okay, we're removing the scorpion.
Yeah, take the scorpion away
we're
from gonna me.
We're just going to move it away.
Just take it away, and I don't want to see it, and I don't.
Okay, take your blindfold off. Okay. Will you hold a cockroach?
Hold on. Just let me. If I'm in control of what I'm doing, okay. I'll be okay. I don't want to be blindfolded.
Okay.
Okay.
This has not gone well. I can't believe Tommy's left you completely alone.
Hello, Spider-Man. How
sorry,
are you?
Sorry. John, meet Carrie.
Hi, John. Okay. It's better with my blindfold off. I couldn't cope with the blindfold on. Okay. I was feeling overwhelmed.
All right. Thank we've moved the scorpion away.
Thank you for listening to me.
That's the spider.
Okay. That's the spider.
Now, we actually can't have you touch him because it's very dangerous.
Oh, well... Okay.
But I just want you to hold this huge millipede and cockroach. And if you do that, rain check,
I can hold a millipede
run.
And cockroach.
You can let a cockroach run all over you?
I don't know. Run all over me is not what you said.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
If you do that, it's a rain check. I'd be terrible in Channel 10's I'm a Celeb. I would be terrible. They lie in coffins and let them run all over them.
How about your mate? He's actually left you alone on air. This is
also
a dog.
Tommy's not here for the downgrade, so he's going to really regret that it's not spiders and scorpions.
Come on. Tommy, come in. Back. We'll move the spider away.
Come back.
No.
No, we're taking it away.
I had to have a snake around.
You just have to hold a cockroach. That's all.
No.
Come on.
It's fine.
We're moving it away. Right. Come back in.
I love that this is the woman whose reaction to snakes was this.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Come back in. You don't have to touch
Holy moly.
Come in. We'll move it. Oh, we're just reliving snakes and saying, look how brave you are.
Okay. All right, so I can now, what would you like me to touch first?
I just want you to hold cockroaches in your hand and millipedes.
Where's the cockroaches?
There's a couple in there.
Oh, there's a couple
You just got to fish them out.
Okay,
so fishes out the cockroaches. Okay, let's
Carrie
start
Tommy
with
Show, if you want to check this out, it'll all go up on our socials. That is a big millipede.
His name's Fang.
His name's what?
Fang.
Fang. Oh, she's got it. Well done. What a brave woman. She's holding that fangy millipede.
Oh, if that's fine, you come back in and hold it, mate.
Fine. Thanks.
Yep. He's got cockroaches. I'll hold the cockroaches as well. Yep, I'm holding the cockroaches as well, and I'm holding the millipede.
She's done it. Well done.
Yep. Okay.
Tommy, you want to come back?
Now you wuss. Come and sit down.
You don't have to touch
it. You can't touch it. It'll kill you.
It'll kill you. It's actually way too dangerous.
But try this little fella. He's quite cute. He's fun. Try the millipede.
Do you want to do all of this on the microphone?
Mate, I'm not going near that thing.
Okay. We're done here.
Coming out of that.
Are we getting a rain jacket?
Rain jacket for Carrie. Nothing for Tommy.
Okay. Can I keep the spider?
Okay, mate. We're going to get off air now.
Disney's Jungle Cruise in cinemas Thursday and on Disney Plus with premier access from Friday night.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, 13:10:60 right now. If you'd like to play this...
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Today is the 37th edition of The Time Game. And last week, we had our best ever performance in The Time Game from our youngest ever player.
Stop.
Oh, Lucy. Lucy.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. 4.99.
Closest we've ever been, Lucy.
Ever.
Do I get a prize?
Good girl, Lucy.
Yeah. Great work, Lucy. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$3,700.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Time, bo bam, banana, fan, f, f, five.
Fee, five, four, nine.
Time game. how exciting was Lucy last week?
I know. I just wish she'd got it.
I know, but then... Couldn't keep going.
No, I know. I get that. Would we restart?
No, we'd come up with something equally just stupid.
Yeah. Philip, you're one man who's glad that Lucy didn't get it last week. Are you ready to play the time game?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay.
We're going to hand you over to Jesse. He's going to say start and you say stop at 5 seconds.
Okay. Yep.
Start.
Stop.
Felt pretty good to me.
No, I felt early fours, low fours. Felt a bit quick for me, Philip.
No. That was down the long end, if anything. Sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Overs.
Five.
Oh.
0.32.
Oh. Great effort, though, Phil.
Way off.
Thank you.
Good effort, Philip.
G'day, Crystal.
Hello.
Have you looked into your crystals and seen that you win?
Look, I'm pretty good at telling time, so
are you?
I think I am.
Okay. This is good. Are you going to count along in your head? And if so, do you do cats and dogs, two cats and dogs, or do you just count?
I just count.
Okay. That's
I have faith
enough.
In myself.
Good on you. We're going to hand it over to Jesse. Best of luck, Crystal.
Thank you.
Oh, we'll give you another
one. We'll do again. Yeah. Good go.
Oh, are we... sorry, cut out.
Hang on. Also, hang I said good girl.
I was like, two.
Good girl.
Okay. Okay, Crystal.
Good girl. Did I win? No.
You didn't win, but I definitely lost.
Hang on. Jesse, we're bad girl. Hang on. Yes, okay. Crystal, you just hold there, okay? Jesse is going to speak next and just focus, and the next words you're going to say are going to be stop. Okay, Jesse, over to you. Not Crystal.
Okay, everyone be quiet except for Jesse.
Okay, good girl. Okay. Sorry.
Start.
Stop.
I felt a little long, but Crystal, I really hope you win. You're fantastic.
Jesse. How long was that, Jesse?
6.3.
Wow. Aww.
It was a great effort, Crystal. I'm glad we took about 5 minutes to get there. G'day, Robin.
G'day. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. You got 5 letters in your name there, Robin.
I do.
That is a pretty good omen. I'm going to hand it over to Jesse, but please don't say anything. We're running out of time. Jesse, over to you.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, that felt good.
Robin, how did
that
you
felt
feel?
Good.
I don't know.
What are you going to spend $3,700 on?
Oh, stop it, Tommy. I've got to win it first.
Okay.
Five.
Jesse. Oh.
Point.
Oh.
3-2.
Oh, not bad, Robin. Not bad. One Robin. Time for one more. Let's go to Oisin. Oisin, how are you going?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Do you play along in the car? How do you normally go?
I usually do pretty well.
Okay.
Oisin, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Oh, my gosh. If you divided that by 2, what do you get?
8. Oh, wait, sorry. 5.
Right,
I thought you said minus.
No, that's my fault. I should have been clearer. Oisin, best of luck. We hope you win. All you have to do is say stop when 5 seconds is up. We're handing it to Jesse now.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, Oisin, that felt pretty good.
Oh, that felt pretty good.
Buddy, how did it feel for you?
I think I probably had about 0.1 over.
Ooh.
Oh, 0.1 over. Jesse. Okay.
5.
Yeah. Oh.
0.61.
Oh.
Good on you, Oisin. Thank
Try
you for
again
playing.
Next week, Oisin. We'll be back 3,800 next week.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And if you would like $1 million, stick around because we're going to make it a whole lot easier for you to win $1 million Alpha Bucks with a clue later on, guys.
Damn, that sounds pretty good.
Do you know you were in my head, not speaking of $1 million, but you were in my head all last night when I was watching the Olympics because I was watching the butterfly and all I could think about was all of our callers calling up to agree with you that they only did butterfly because they weren't very good at freestyle.
Butterfly chose them.
But then I was looking at
told them
thinking,
to do butterfly because they weren't good at freestyle.
Why would you ever choose butterfly in the end even? Because, God, it just looked so hard.
So hard.
4 laps of it. I was like, just
What's
stop.
The longest distance they do butterfly?
I was thinking that when I was watching it. I don't know. Four laps, surely.
22 metres.
Just stop halfway through
lap.
The pool.
Yeah, just to the deep end. And they're like, no.
I feel like there should be a whole nother medal you get if you win gold in butterfly because that's just harder than any of the other stuff.
Yeah. I think the good thing is you get big shoulders.
Yes.
And the only ones who don't look like swimmers, I reckon, are breaststrokers because they've got to be a bit more aerodynamic. And so
do they?
They've got these sleek little shoulders. I want to talk Olympics next.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so if you're enjoying this chat, stick around.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is the latest one from Vance Joy. It's called Missing Piece. It's Carrie and Tommy for you Wednesday afternoon.
So much to come on the show, but because I wanted to talk Olympics. We were just talking the butterfly then. Because you were watching it last night, and we posed the question, what is the longest butterfly race?
I feel like it couldn't go longer than 200. Have you ever seen them swim longer than 200 metres?
No.
That's 4 laps.
Yeah. Sonda,
have we done
executive
it?
Executive producer, Sonda, do you have
on that?
Bell's got the answer for that, sorry. I've got the record for the longest swim, which you won't believe.
The longest butterfly swim?
Yes.
Yes, I wanted that as well.
Okay, Vicky Keith swam 80 kilometres, 80.2 kilometres.
What?
With how many breaks?
It took her 63 hours sure, and 40 no. minutes. Sure, sure, and she no had breaks. To fight high winds, waves, what? Strong currents, cold temperatures, hallucinations.
You're not allowed to get out.
You can't take a break for 63 hours.
You have to stay in the water.
For 63 hours?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
doing like, butterfly.
Remember we talked about that woman who swam from Miami to...
No, it was from, was it Cuba to...
To Miami?
To Miami?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That was the same. It was like 3 days.
That is madness.
But butterfly is...
I know.
Butterfly. I mean, I guess when you're swimming in the waves, that's the only way to get over them anyway, is just to like flap your arms around. I mean, how's the technique at the end of those 63 hours?
She actually just wanted to be saved the whole time.
Belle, what's the longest that they swim in the Olympics?
It's 200 metre butterfly event. That's the longest.
Yeah, right.
Because 400 fly, that's my thing. Damn it. Damn it. We've been watching the Olympics and loving it. It's been great. It's been great. But I think there are some improvements that could be made because, Jesse, do you want to suggest yours first?
Yes. So I reckon we should have an Olympics where they just let it can be a complete free for all of doping.
Yeah.
Just
so
like,
we get to see the actual fastest.
Yeah, yeah, let's see how fast we can really go. How
you're not going to see the actual fastest because not everyone's going to dope the same, so it won't be a level playing field.
No, we don't care.
That means it is a level playing field.
Why?
Because it's all on
yeah,
on
it's
the
a
table.
Total free-for-all.
Yes.
It's free so market you get to see, doping.
Imagine seeing 100 metres in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
High jump, higher than the pole vaulters.
Yes, that's
I'm
so good.
I'm not sure any drug's going to make you go higher than the pole vaulters in high jump.
Long jump.
Give it to the audience, it will.
I've got other just little, because there's sports that I've been picking up that I've been loving, but I think can be slightly improved.
Okay.
For example, you know the slalom canoeing kayaking
thing? Which
looks
so hard.
So hard, right? And it's good entertainment. It's not great entertainment.
Oh.
I think the thing that could make it great is you know how they hit the poles?
Yeah.
Right? And they've got to get their head around the poles?
Yeah.
What if they were electric?
Oh.
Ooh. Not bad.
Okay.
No?
I don't know. It's a
You're
lot.
You're going to hate the rest then.
Okay, give me another one. I thought you just meant little changes like I'm finding the coverage at the moment. You know how you can pick which sport you want to watch? I don't that anymore. I want them to go back to just telling
Forcing
me what
you.
Sport I'm going to watch.
You can still just do that on the main channel.
Can you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm finding the flicking. It's just taking a lot of time. It's like trying to find someone to watch on Netflix.
Yes, I agree. And I spend so much time watching judo and still not knowing how it works.
okay, so my idea is just not quite as exciting as your electrified poles.
Well, so I think the men's boxing is boring because.
Yeah, I've never watched it, so I don't know.
I don't know why, but maybe they can't be professional or something. Anyway, it seems to be very. A bit lackluster. So I thought, and you're not allowed to punch in the crutch, right? So I thought, what if they put a bell down each other's pants and you're only allowed to punch in the crutch and you get a point for every ding? So, just boom, 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 boom. No? Okay. You're not going to like the last one then. Fencing. I've been watching a lot of fencing. Congratulations to the Estonian women's team on taking out the 4-team member event last night. You were fantastic in beating Korea. Great work. Fencing is great, but there's one annoying bit. And that is the noise. So each time, your saber hits, it makes like an electric noise.
Right.
Have a listen to it here.
Used his longer reach to frustrate Balzini.
So you heard the noise there, but just before the crowd started cheering, the boop. Yeah. So it's a little tough on the ears. And I'm actually going to solicit here for callers before I play the thing because I don't think it's going to go well. 131060, give us a call if you have any suggestions on how you think the Olympic Games can be just spiced up a little bit, improved a little bit. We'd love to hear from you. 131060 is our number. So I thought we could replace that noise with something. Here was my suggestion.
Used his longer reach to frustrate Balzini.
But where was the hit?
What do you mean?
Did he just lunge there or did he actually?
You don't know who did it. That's the great thing.
I love the commentator. I don't know what he's saying, but it's awesome. Can he commentate everything?
Can we have a listen to the commentator again? We might need to hear his whole clip though.
Just his longer reach to frustrate Balzini.
Yeah, that is great, isn't it? Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is the latest one from Tones and I. It's called Cloudy Day. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. And on 131060, how would you make the Olympics better?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to add fart noises to the commentary?
No, no.
It's real highbrow.
Come on. No, to the fencing for when they make impact. So instead of a high pitch, beep, to go, would you not watch it? You don't even want to laugh and you're laughing a little bit. I also want to make the poles in the slalom canoeing electric to really up the ante of it. Steve, what do you reckon?
Hey, guys, love the show. Hey, love I think you, the Olympics is really cool and, like, you see these Olympians do these amazing things, but there's no, like, point of reference so you know how good they are. So I reckon have, like, an average Joe there. Like, I want to see the 100-metre sprint Usain Bolt versus the guy that sits on his couch eating chips.
Yeah.
Steve, yeah, it would help. It's actually a great idea because I think you imagine in your head too that you could almost go as fast as them or swim as fast as them. Just to have that average benchmark would be very helpful.
Steve, would you believe producer Sonda has talked about this idea for quite some time, and we talked about going out and filming it. Because there's so many elite people going up against each other, you lose sight. And Son, you were going to get us in a pool to do benchmarks.
Yeah, I was going to call it the benchmarkers, and you guys were going to do high jump and run and get in the pool.
Oh, why didn't you do that?
It seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. It would have been good, though. By the sound, Steve would have liked it anyway.
Should we see if you and Steve have anything else in common? Steve, when you go for jogs, do you ever poo yourself?
I'm not a jogger, mate. I'm the guy eating on chips on the couch.
Yeah, okay.
Good. So he'd be the one going up against Usain Bolt.
Yeah, it's good on you, Steve. Peter, thank you, legend.
Peter, what's your idea for making the Olympics better?
I'm going to go along with Tommy's idea with the canoers or the kayakers. I reckon they should have a couple of fishing rods sticking out the back of the kayak or the canoe.
Hey, that's so good, Peter, because I was toying with the idea of should the water be piranha filled or something that, like, makes it more dangerous and they really don't want to
see what they can catch, yeah.
See what they can catch. That's great.
I guess it's dinner at the end of it as well.
Because
it's great.
They could also even have a bit of a flag off the back, just putting a shout out to Romani as well.
What a man.
Oh, Peter,
what a man.
You're funny. Brad, can you top that? What do you reckon would make the Olympics better?
Oh, blindfolded boxing.
That's good.
Oh,
that's really good.
Really funny.
And is it like, with a lot of the vision impaired sports, Brad, they will do things like they'll have a bell in the ball for tennis. We've played that vision impaired tennis. Do you do something like,
so you're not just
have bells on your gloves?
Boxing into the air.
Yeah, and so you can hear a bell coming at you?
I think they should be more like ninjas. Just they're sneaking around swinging.
That's fun. And one, maybe even if there's a few and one doesn't have a blindfold, like you get,
Okay, sorry.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for the drive home this afternoon. And guys, before we go any further, there's something that we need to clear up about your jungle challenges.
Okay.
You guys have been doing challenges for when you get dropped into the jungle for stuff that you want to take to help you survive the night.
Mm-hmm.
You did a challenge earlier in the week that was with the towels, right?
Yep.
I've got a little bit for here for people who missed it.
We're both holding on to towels. We're linked and somehow we have to get unlinked. And apparently it is possible to do.
Neither of us can let go of the towel.
But we have to get undone.
Well, yes.
Tommy's twisting around and they're back to back. Yeah, and now Carrie's dropping it down low.
Hang on.
Doing a bit of a Bickmore's booty drop action here and go through and get Bickers to step out of the towel.
No!
And they've ended up exactly where they started again. So.
Yeah, I watched a lot of those videos last night.
Well, I got a few messages about that challenge. Yeah. I'm wondering if this is what you're about to admit to us.
I think I know
you
what
you're foul
saying.
Playing.
Whoa. It wasn't
devil.
Me. It wasn't me.
What would you like to admit, Jess?
The challenge is actually impossible.
Yeah,
that's what the messages I got.
The video I watched, you can tell in a cut that they let go to untwist themselves, and that's how they succeed.
This is great. So, what did you ask for, Bickers? What were you going to get back?
I asked for warm clothes back.
You wanted warm clothes, and Tommy wanted a Game Boy. But in my defence, I didn't know.
But either
I thought
way,
I was sending a legit. Oh,
but Sonda, in my defence. I don't care.
Oh, my God. High five, warm clothes and Game Boy.
We are back.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, what, me? You want me to talk?
Yeah.
Are you...
you actually want me to tell you on air?
What do you mean? Yeah.
No, I feel like this is more of an off-air chat, I reckon.
Okay, turn the microphones off. Leave them on. Whatever you do, don't play a song. Because you had a dream last night.
Hold on, I don't know. I feel like if I say this on air, the team member who I have...
Yeah.
I just don't... Are you sure we're going to do this on air?
Yeah. Well, you called for all the team to come into the room.
I told you off air that I had a saucy dream about one of you. I didn't tell you on air.
Because the whole office heard it. You opened the office door and you went, "Get in here, sex pots, and wear something skimpy for mama."
And Sonda was the first one through the door.
I'm just surprised, Sonda, you wear so much Velcro off clothing. Always ready.
Last night, I had a saucy dream about one of you.
We already know
who it is. And it took me by surprise. I text Chris this morning to tell him. And he was like, "Wow, are you going to tell them?" And I was like, "Sure." And he goes, "Definitely."
Okay. I'm going to conduct a Survivor style.
I don't think any of you... Anyway.
I'm going to conduct a Survivor style voting service.
Dreams if you could are all, so weird. Why do
get,
you... Yeah.
Get your piece of paper, please. And here
what are you
go.
Doing with this?
We all write down... it's Tribal Council.
I don't want the rest of you to be upset, the ones of you that I didn't
I think we all
about.
Know who it is.
I don't know if you do.
There you go.
Jesse, you got yours over there, homie?
Yes.
Do people want to have had a been in somebody's sexy dream? Do you want that or is that
I
offensive?
Do.
Everybody wants to be in a sexy dream. And if you can just hand it to me.
It
please.
Depends where they good. Can you
oh,
answer
this
that?
This is weird now because they're not the person that I'm going to say who it was knows they were good. They were good.
They were good or they weren't? They were good. Jez Alenko, we're going to need your name on a paper there.
This is so
weird. Do you
want to? Should we go to a song and should we come back and cast the votes? What do you mean?
Cast the votes. What do you mean cast your vote? You're all going to put up who you think it is.
Yes, and it's all anonymous because I've got them here in a pile. So we've just got our votes. We don't know who voted for who, but they're written down. And we all know each other's handwriting, so it'll be pretty easy to tell.
Well, and then at the end I tell you if you were wrong or right.
Yeah, let me guess. Sonda voted for herself 4 times.
I am good.
We'll do the votes and then the reveal to see how close we were.
Okay.
Next.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Driving home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is the most saucy edition of the show we've ever done.
I told you all off air to the team that I had a bit of a saucy dream that had one of them in it last night. And now their egos have gone and they all want to know which one of them it was.
I think, judging... Oh, no, it's okay.
And I did point out also that the person that I had the saucy dream about was good in the dream.
Yes, you did, yeah. Which led to Sonda writing her own name down 4 times. Just for context, for the beautiful Australian public that are listening that may not know this about you, some of the past people you've had said dreams about, Malcolm Turnbull.
Okay, hold on. Before you go down this list, I was pregnant at the time of those ones. They were troubling.
Oh, yeah.
John Howard is a troubling man to dream about.
Yeah, John Howard. What's the... Eddie McGuire.
Eddie McGuire.
What about old mate John Hewson?
No, I haven't had a sexy dream about him.
Oh, sorry, that was me.
Your brain does weird things when you're pregnant.
Actually, so you were endorsing this one as, like, good. Like, proper. No excuses.
All of those he just said then were good. And that's what's really disturbing.
Howard. So that's
so
easy.
I know, it sounds absurd.
So whoever this team member is of our team here, they have to live up to the standards of John Howard.
Yeah, dreams are weird.
When you were doing the do with John Howard, did you grab him by the eyebrows and pull him in and go, "Give us a kiss"? Did you?
I get confused whether it was John Howard or Eddie McGuire that was at a truck stop one of those big Mack truck things.
I'm picturing the body of John Howard and the head of Eddie McGuire.
Mack truck.
One of them was at a roadhouse. Like a
big Mack truck.
Right in this little garage.
Okay. Jess, you've got those couple of votes over there. Hold them up for us, please. We have one vote for producer Bell. We have one vote for producer Bell. We have one vote.
Sorry, you're up to 3 votes now.
Sorry, I just said...
For people that can't see it, they're just thinking you're saying over and over, there's one vote for producer Bell.
Sorry, in Survivor, they just read them out.
I know, but we're not in Survivor. We're on air and no one can see what you're doing.
I mean, okay.
So that's 3 votes so far for producer Bell.
No, it's 2.
Okay.
Oh. I mean, if you're going to correct me on
What's
the maths, mate, get it right.
The rest are just summed up.
The third is one vote for web guy Eli. And Eli, we know your handwriting. Three votes for producer Belle. Four votes for producer Belle.
Why do you all think it's producer Belle that I had the dream about?
Because you came in like this. You went, I had a saucy dream about one of you, and I told Chris. And so we're like,
why
do
I told Chris? Because there's no, I just wanted him. I don't know why I told him, actually. I was about to say, I wanted him to imagine it. I meant, that sounded worse than I meant. I meant, I thought it would give him a chuckle imagining it. I didn't mean it.
We have two final votes because we are in different parts of the country. And so, audio guy Jezelenko, I just need to go to you on the ones and twos, and I just ask you, who have you voted for?
Producer Sondar.
Oh, one vote for producer Sondar.
Thanks,
okay.
Jess.
And finally, the most awkward of all the votes, producer Bell, who have you voted for?
I'm voting for myself.
I think there's something to do with the just got engaged and you're like, oh, off the market, so it's really forbidden.
It's forbidden.
It's forbidden. Can we get a drum roll?
I think it's quite apt that this producer once said she was bad at sad and good at sad. That's producer Sonda.
Yeah. I bet I was good, baby.
Oh, gross.
Did Chris laugh?
No, he did. And then he told me about his dream last night, which I can't share on air, but it was as equally disturbing.
Okay, let's put a vote. Let's all write down our votes for what it was about.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. All thanks to Pie Society Pies, not a humble pie. Find them in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.
120 years of baking behind these pies, and you can taste it. You crunch in, you're like, this is a delicious pie.
You know when these pies are particularly great at the moment? If you happen to be one of those parts around the country that is in and out of lockdown, if you want to have a fancy lunch but have it at home and feel like you're out.
Amazing.
Have a Pie Society pie.
And they've got such fresh and beautiful ingredients inside. It's so tasty. And you just grab it from the freezer.
Yes. What's coming up, Bickers?
$1 million is what's coming up.
We don't need to tease anything else. That'll keep you listening.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. The time game is coming up a little bit later on, but right now.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Well, well, well. Who wasn't ready to do this segment? Tommy and I are mad scrambling right now for our contest sheet.
Mate,
because
I wasn't. I was waving at you the whole time to get your attention. Our producer looked as, I was just like, hey, just over here, mate.
I was scrambling for my contest sheet. Cass, we'll get this sorted so that we're professionals and ready to play $1 million Alpha Bucks with you. How excited are you?
I am over the moon.
What would you do with the cash, Cass?
I would buy a winery.
Oh.
You'd buy a winery?
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting. Do you have a background in sommelierery?
Not at all. You know, I've watched a documentary here and there, but
expert.
No, I've given it a crack.
Is it just the idea of kind of like going amongst the vines in the sunshine and just getting
just
quietly
wine, isn't it?
Absolutely stonked all day that really attracts you to it, Cass?
Oh, totally. Well, I'm currently a social worker and, you know, I've been drinking a lot of wine lately, so there's just no other option for me.
You may as well get it for free. You're right. Good on you.
Cass, you're going to have 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We're going to take your first answer and you can't use the same answer twice. Answer all 10 questions correctly. You're going to win 10 grand and win your way to $1 million day. I can feel it in my waters, Cass. It's a good one for you today. Just pass if you don't have the answer and we'll try and come back if we have time, okay?
Okay, amazing. Let's go.
Cass, best of luck. Your time will start at the end of the first question. Your letter
for today is A for amazing.
Amazing.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Name a continent.
Africa.
A zodiac sign.
Aquarius.
A children's movie.
ABC.
An animal.
Ape.
A comedian.
Puff.
A car brand.
Audi.
A Jennifer Lopez song.
Puff.
A pizza topping.
Puff.
Something in the ocean.
Ooh, Cass, that was a hard one.
You started so strong.
I failed after I said ABC. That is definitely not.
No, you could have done Aladdin, Alice in Wonderland, maybe Annie. Do you know what I think where it starts to go shaky is when the music starts amping up. Even I get stressed when it starts going dee, dee, dee.
Oh, it makes your heartbeat. It's like beating out of my chest at the moment.
Well, if it helps, Cass, we panic as well and we're only asking the questions.
I know.
What would be a pizza topping? Hey.
Anchovies.
Artichokes. Anchovies. Aubergine. Avocado.
Yes.
Who has avocado on
with
the pizza?
Prawn. They do that at my local.
I used to work in a pizza order shop. It,
but... Did you? Oh,
I don't
no.
Even know.
It sounds like it wasn't a fancy pizza shop if you didn't have artichokes.
Well, I think we did, but everyone, obviously, they were thrown in the back of the...
Yeah,
no one wanted them.
They'd say, can we have it without? And you'd go, let me guess, artichokes? Cass, you were so great. Bad luck. I'm sorry that you didn't get through to Million Dollar Day, but you do have another chance to enter whenever you would like. So go ahead, jump on the listener app, search Carrie and Tommy and fill out the form. You know what to do.
Now, this is exciting, though. Mm-hmm. We're about to give a clue for tomorrow morning's game, 8 a.m., Million Dollar Alpha Bucks. The clue is...
Do you want me to guess it?
What?
Do you want me to guess what the clue is?
Okay.
Car?
No.
Okay, you go.
Don't confuse people.
Okay, then you go.
It is Kim Kardashian.
Mine was in there. That's pretty close. That was pretty close.
What do you mean?
I said car. Kim Car.
You meant car with a K, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The letter for tomorrow morning is K. The clue is Kim Kardashian. Ignore him.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over, time to tuck into a delicious pie society pie. They make them, you bake them. They've used 120 years of know-how to bring the bakery to your kitchen. Pie Society, not a humble pie. Find them in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.